You're listening to SBS News.
It was just awful, unbelievable. It's really hard to even get the words out how we felt. It was the worst time of our lives.
Diana is a solo mum, reflecting on her experience of homelessness after fleeing the family farm with her two children.
We lost our lives. We lost our community. We lost our home. I lost my gardens, which I loved as well. We lost everything that we knew and that was secure to us. There was a point there for 3 weeks. Myself and my son lived in my car, and it was absolutely devastating.
Like many women facing insecure housing in Australia, Diana is a family and domestic violence survivor. Bitter memories linger of those terrible years when lack of housing wasn't her only hardship.
I was actually battling cancer at that stage as well. It had affected my stomach, so I was on a feeding tube practically 24/7 living in the car. You've got to hook it up on something. I don't know how we got through that.
In recent years, the number of women like Diana seeking housing support has risen sharply, according to Kate Colvin, the CEO of Homelessness Australia.
What our analysis reveals is that women and girls coming to homeless services who have already lost their home has increased 20% in just the past 3 years.
Amid the current housing crisis, Ms. Colvin says the recent study has also revealed that 45% of those seeking support have also fled abuse.
The sad reality is that when women come to a homelessness service and can't get the help they need, if they're fleeing family violence, often what we see is that they return to that violent situation because it feels safer than being on the street. What we need is for women to be able to access a long-term home that they can afford. So that means a lot more investment in social housing, but we also need investment in emergency housing. So when women have nowhere to go that night, there's somewhere safe for them to be.
Diana understands the dilemma all too well. The New Zealand-born former farmer has spent years in and out of temporary accommodation.
The financial stress, struggling to find a place was impossible, absolutely impossible. It's devastating and you feel so small, like you're not worthy of anything. St. Vincent de Paul got us into a safe house down in Melbourne and we stayed there for a year.
More than 400,000 older women in Australia are thought to be at risk of homelessness. Ms. Colvin says the crisis is worsening.
This is an emergency situation and we need rapid action. I feel terribly worried because I've been working on this issue for a long time and I do see that it's getting worse. And the housing crisis is biting higher and higher up the income scale. Now we see low-wage workers and, you know, even people on higher incomes than that really struggling in the rental market.
Not-for-profit Global Sisters is setting up a pilot project that aims to get more at-risk women into their own homes. Founder and CEO Mandy Richards explains.
The Little Greenhouses Project aims to provide affordable housing ownership to Australian women who are on low incomes and who are facing housing insecurity. So these are women that are completely locked out of the housing market. They can't access a mortgage. They don't have a hope in hell currently of buying a house in a land package.
The $3 million pilot project aims to build up to 8 small energy-efficient houses in regional New South Wales by Christmas. Ms. Richards says similar projects in other states will follow.
So we're trying to kill two birds with one stone and put an asset in the form of housing ownership into the hands of the women in Australia who need it most. We're focusing on solo mums. And the reason for that particularly is that if we can help those women achieve economic security, then we stop them becoming those increasing numbers of women we're seeing facing homelessness and living in their cars and couch surfing.
Diana is paying $535 a week rent for a four-bedroom home in regional Victoria for herself and 30-year-old daughter Emma. She can't work full-time or save for a mortgage due to health issues.
I suffer from multiple different sorts of cancers. I've actually just gone through another two cancers at the moment, breast cancer and sarcoma in my leg. I don't have any savings. I don't have any super. So to be ever able to afford my own home, now that I'm in my mid-50s, impossible to do.
Diana says their most recent house move stirred up old fears.
My daughter and I looked at 122 rentals. We didn't get accepted for any of them. The desperation, been homeless once before, it's always on your mind, so you've got that thing looming over you.
Diana now runs a small ceramics business from her garage, and daughter Emma makes and sells jewellery. They're among candidates selected for the first Little Greenhouse pilot. For Emma, it offers badly needed stability.
I can sort of picture, like, oh, I can unpack those boxes that have been sitting there for years. I can put things on the walls. I can customize my house. I can, you know, have a place to go and call my own.
With further surgery looming, Diana says celebrating Christmas in a home of their own would be the best gift of all.
Oh, imagine, just imagine moving into my own home, my own garden, knowing that it's safe, like it's going to be mine, like this is mine, no one can take it from me. It's like a dream.
Alan Lee, SBS News.